All right, if you try to go live everywhere, it's my belief that you're not going to grow properly. Let's talk about that. All right, so what do I mean by going live everywhere? It can mean two things. One, you're trying to go live individually on too many platforms at once. Like you go live on YouTube on Monday, you go live on Facebook on Tuesday, you go live on Twitch on Wednesday, you go live on Periscope on Thursday, and recycle, do it all over again. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The other way I can mean going live everywhere is you go live and you're multicasting to multiple platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, whatever. Either way, it's my opinion that you're going to harm more than help your growth. And I speak about this from experience because I've spent a lot of time over the last couple of years going live multiple places, going live multiple places individually, going live multiple places at the same time. And technology starting to catch up with the multicasting, going live at several places at one time. I've been talking to my good friend Ross Brand recently, and between StreamYard and Restream.io, he's been able to do some really good productions where he's going live six or seven places at the same time. He's able to monitor the comments on pretty much all of them and can run a good show. I started doing that stuff 3 years ago. And it was hard to run a good show because you couldn't monitor everything. You had to have a different device for everything. It was a real circus act. But your audience on Facebook is different than your audience on YouTube. And your audience on YouTube is different than your audience on Twitch, if you even have one there. Your audience on Twitch is different than Periscope, if there's even anybody still there. Your audience from Periscope is going to be different from your Facebook Live. I mean, it's hard to do a show that's for everybody on all the platforms, and your message is correct. So you have to think about that. You know, maybe your message is for the people on YouTube, but you're broadcasting it to all the other places so people can participate. And if you're using stuff like StreamYard and Restream.io, you're able to manage the comments, and you're letting people know that, hey, really, this is messaging for the YouTube crowd. And maybe every episode it's messaging for the YouTube crowd. You just send it to other places to make it convenient for other people to tune in. But it's tough to grow well when you're not focused on one place. I see people who focus on one place do very well in live video. Stephanie Liu, Owen Video, both really focused on Facebook Live. And they both prosper there. They do great at Facebook. I see Nick Nimmin focus pretty, I think, exclusively on YouTube and him and Dee, and it's fabulous. They crush it with live video. So think about it, folks. You don't want to go live everywhere if you want to grow properly.